Hello. Very loud. As Chris said, I'm Stephen, and let's start with a prayer. Loving God, may we have open hearts and minds to what you are saying this morning. Please take what I have prepared and speak through me. Amen. Amen. I wonder what kind of holidays you went on as a child. I don't know where you used to go on holidays as a child. For us, we used to go to Devon and the Isle of Wight. Marvellous places. That was where we'd go every holiday. One year, we went to Disneyland Paris. That was quite exciting because we got to go on the Eurostar. Very exciting. Apart from French customs decided to have a strike. Less fun. But it was mainly the moors of Devon, cold, wet, drizzly Devon towns and villages, and the pebbly beach of the Isle of Wight. That was nice. Lovely. Nothing like a British seaside holiday. And then one day, I was 13, and I was at secondary school. I was in year 9. I remember it very vividly. I was invited... So excited. On a school trip to New York. Oh, I know. This marvelous place that I've seen in films, this like city of dreams with its skyscrapers. Oh, I was so excited. But, bit of a realist, didn't think my parents were going to go for it. Let's be honest. New York, 13. That's not going to happen, is it? That's not going to happen. So I remember going home with my letter. Just, hello, Mum and Dad, just, here you go. Just, oh, a bit nervous, what they're going to say. And they blew my expectations out of the water and said, yeah, of course you can go. And I was straight on MSN. I don't know if anyone here is old enough to, you're young enough to remember MSN. Yes, if you don't know what MSN was, it was like this online messaging thing, and you would have spent all day with your friends, but you had to go straight home, get on your computer, and spend all night talking on MSN about, like, what you had for dinner. Because nothing else had happened since you got home, or, like, how are you finding the chemistry homework? Yeah, it's really hard, isn't it? Yeah. BRB. Like, that was it. And I was like, oh, they said yes, I can go to New York. And they were all like, yeah, this is so exciting. It blew my expectations out of the water. I was like, this is amazing. And then we went, and it was incredible. The Statue of Liberty and the Empire State Building, we stood on that, and we looked across New York, and it was amazing. It completely blew out of the water things like the Moor of Devon and the pebbly beach at Seaview. And I was like, oh, that's nothing. Look at this. Look what I've seen now. Look what I've seen. This is amazing. And that's kind of what I wonder is happening in this passage. For we have Nathaniel, who, by the way, in every other gospel is called Bartholomew. So we can explore that at another time. That's fine. But Nathaniel, as we'll call him, is his mate comes over to him. Philip is mate, guess what? I've just met this amazing guy called Jesus. He asked me to follow him. I've done it. Don't know why, but it's happening. Do you want to come meet him? And Nathaniel, I think he's a bit of a realist. He's a bit like, wait, he's from Nazareth. What? Ooh, that's a bit odd. And he's like, right. And then he goes and meets him. And Jesus, I think, says something quite mundane, quite boring, quite Devon Moorish, of like, saw you under a fig tree. Which I think is the equivalent of me saying to Chris, saw you in Cafe Nero. Something that happens every day. It's very boring, very mundane, very normal. And Jesus is a bit like, well, if that impressed you, look what else I can do. And he says this amazing phrase, you will see greater things, which the message translates as, you ain't seen nothing yet, which I think is fantastic. That's just the best line of scripture ever. And then quite a lot of this week I've had that song in my head, but we'll another time. But you will see greater things. And you know what? Jesus keeps his promise. Because if we turn to the next page, the next chapter of John, beginning of John chapter 2, it says, the next day. So by this point, Nathanael's been following Jesus for a day, if that. And guess what happens? They're at a wedding in Cana, and Jesus is there, and he does that amazing thing where he turns water into wine. If I was at a wedding, or any soiree, and I had a glass of water, and it magically, mystically turned into wine, I'd be like, that is a great thing. Hello. I want to stick around with this guy. So even after just one day, Jesus has kept to his promise and shown Nathanael something greater than being spotted under a fig tree. And that's not the end of it. We don't know everything that Jesus did in his ministry. That would make the Bible very long. And it would be like, oh, another healing surprise. But we get there and we get to John chapter 21, right at the end. And what does Nathanael witness? What great thing does Nathanael, it's quite a long name, Nathanael see? He sees the risen Jesus. That's amazing. There he is out fishing with his pals. And who do they spot? Making a fish breakfast on the shore. But the risen Jesus, Jesus himself, who they thought was dead and they thought was gone, here he is again. Wow, what a truly great thing to witness. Jesus kept his promise. Jesus really did show Nathanael great things. And I don't know about you, but maybe you have big dreams. But I can be quite realistic about my big dreams. Do you know who's not? Children. If you ask a child what their big dream is in life, they'll say, I'm going to be an astronaut or a unicorn trainer or a doctor. And you go, oh, how are you going to become a doctor? And they go, oh, I don't know. I might go to a hospital one day. Oh, is that how it works? Yeah, you put on a white coat. Yeah. And that's how you become a doctor? Yeah. Oh, is it now? Not years of medical school. We're realists. We know the years of medical school and grades required to become a doctor. I don't know how you become a unicorn trainer. If anyone finds out, let me know. That could be a good alternative career path for me. But we have big dreams too. We have these big dreams, but we can be realists about them. And for me, sometimes that's because those big dreams, those prayers have gone unanswered. So my grandma has Alzheimer's. She's had it for many years. And I've been praying ever since we found out that one day someone would find some kind of magical cure pill that she could just take. And she'd be the grandma I knew again, who entered into our dreams and our fun games and all those sorts of things. But not yet. But I keep praying. And this week I had one of those little kind of spurs to keep on praying when I read a really sad article I found about a guy in his 30s who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and the effect it's already having on his family. And I was like, no, I mustn't give up. I must keep praying. If not for my grandma, maybe for him. If not for him, maybe for the next person. Because we can never give up on our big dreams. Because what if one day that prayer is answered? I don't know if any of you are Oprah fans. I am. And I watched Oprah's Golden Globe acceptance speech, and right in the middle of it, she said something absolutely marvelous about we have to have hope that even in the darkest of nights, a bright dawn is coming. And she shared her dream that no one ever, ever, ever again would have to stand up and say, me too. And I was like, yes, Oprah, yes. And the thing is, when we have our big dreams and we have our things, we can bring those to God. And sometimes I forget about this God that I'm bringing them to, and I underplay what God can do. But do you know what? God can do anything. He made this beautiful planet we live on out of, if you read some of the Hebrews, out of chaos, out of nothing, he brought it all into order. And he knows every rock on Mount Kilimanjaro and every droplet in the Pacific Ocean. And that is a God that can do absolutely anything. And I wonder if 2018 should be a year of bolder expectancy. Let's stop praying that someone's cold just gets a little bit better. Let's pray that they never have a cold ever again in their life. Why not? Because if that happened, that would be amazing. I picked on Matt in the first service. Matt, how would you feel if you never have a cold ever again in your life? Great, yes, exactly. Let's make this a year of bold expectancy, where we remind ourselves that there is nothing that God cannot do. There is nothing that is not in God's ability. Because what if? What if some of those things started to come true? What if some of those prayers were answered? And yeah, it might mean praying for these things again and again and again and again. But through that process of continually bringing those things to God, do you know what? We might also get to know God better. And that might also be something marvelous. If you're sat here and you're not a prayer, you don't believe in all this mumbo jumbo, give it a go. Why not? What have you got to lose? pick something, pick a dream and bring it to this God and see what happens. You might just be surprised. So, will you join me in making this a year of bold expectancy, of let's just pray it, because what have we got to lose? And maybe we might see incredible things happen. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things are still to come. And what that says is that God could do something incredible, and the next day, God could top it and do something even better. Let's live with that belief. I'm going to pray, and then we've got a video we're going to watch, which is a song which uses those exact words. And it's kind of a prayer for our city, for seeing greater things here. So I'll pray, and then we'll just lead into that. And I invite you just to meditate on that thought. What dreams would you like to see come true? Let's bring them to God now. So I'm just going to pray. Loving God, we're sorry for those times when we put you in a box, when we think things are not in your ability. We remind ourselves that you are an incredible, amazing God who can do all things. And so we commit ourselves to be people of bold expectancy who bring our dreams to you, and we pray that we would have our eyes and ears open to those greater things you promise us. In your name, amen.